Is your weight causing you to be tired and sick and possibly breaking down your health? I want to go into this Worship and Word Wednesday with the expectation that God is working on restoring our health and allowing our body to lose the weight. And before you say, hold on, Andrea, this is my job. It actually is a relationship between you and Jesus, and it takes a partnership to lose weight and gain your health back. So for today, let us together lean in to the Lord so that He can start to change you from the inside out. And in doing so, you will be able to make changes more easily because you have the power of the Holy Spirit working with you. Before we dive in, I just want to remind you, if you have not registered yet for the free training coming up this month in April, it is about breaking free from sugar addiction. So if this is something you struggle with, sugar addiction, and you know that if this one thing were to change, that your weight would change and your health would change, then I highly suggest you join me. All you need to do for this free training is to register. So the registration link is in the show notes. You just need to click that link to register. If for some reason you are listening to this and you're not able to click a link in the show notes, then go to my website, andrealynn.com, and send me an email and I will get you the registration link through an email. Be sure to do it today so you don't forget. And this will be life-changing. Hey, woman of God, are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and He made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to Him, along with a body that will be transformed for His glory. Let's dive in. Good health is a precious gift. I truly believe that because if you are struggling with some kind of health issue, it's really distracting, right? You have to focus on that. Maybe you have to focus on making sure you take your pills or making sure you get to this appointment or that appointment. It is very time consuming. So when we have good health, it's a big blessing. And all that health that God gives us is His to be spent entirely on His purposes. As a Christian woman, this makes our plan and purpose very differently. So fortunately, His purposes include being faithful and caring for your health. And at the end of the day, your health is God's and you are to spend it for His purposes. So that's really the foundation of your stewardship over your health, right? Being a good steward over your body is ultimately being a good steward over your health, part of it, I would say, because we also are called to be a good steward over our minds and be a good steward over our lives. So this is a part of the puzzle, but a big part, because if we're always tired and sick, we might have trouble doing the things that God is calling us to do. And I think many times we forget, especially like I said, as Christian women, how important your body is to God. It says it in 1 Corinthians that your body is not yours, that God paid a high price for your body, and it is his temple to be used for his purposes. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 3:17, this is one that popped out to me that I feel like I've read before, but today, for some reason, it just really hit me hard. It says this: if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. I don't know, for some reason that just hit home for me about our body is God's temple. We're not supposed to destroy it. We have to treat it holy because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us and again uses our body to fulfill the purposes of our Heavenly Father. So it's not about us, right? We might want that chocolate bar. We might want that ice cream. We might want that bag of Takis. Just saying some things that I hear most women say, but it's not about us. And if those things are destroying the temple, which there is proof that these specific things are really bad for the body, then we need to really reassess what we are putting in the temple. Just as if we would assess, you know, are we washing our temple every day? You know, we need to clean it on the outside and we need to make sure that the inside is also kept in good working order. So this means God wants you to have good health, probably more than you want to have good health. And I know that you do want this a lot, or you wouldn't be listening to this right now. Let's even just pull out some parts of scripture that talk about our health and our body. Proverbs 15:30 says this: light in a messenger's eyes brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. Jeremiah 30:17 says, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Proverbs 16:24 says, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. And in 3 John 1:2, it says, dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. And in Matthew 9:12, Jesus says this: healthy people don't need a doctor, sick people do. Jesus came to give sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, to heal the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. What God said in the past is still available to us today and in the future. Jesus came to restore you and your health. You are special to him. Yes, I am speaking to you, listening to the other end of this speaker. You are special to him. Your health can be restored, and he wants it to be, just as much as you do. And you know that by losing this weight and getting your health in order, you are going to feel very different, which will make you actually probably behave different, take different actions. And it could be as simple as when you lose this weight, you'll be able to go hiking with your children. God values your family. He loves you and he loves them, and he really wants that type of fellowship and community that's rooted in him. So I am walking into this, going into today, expectant that your health is restored by the power of God that is still alive and available and working for us right now today. So let's get started. Can we do what a lot of David did in Psalms, which is just kind of pour our heart out right now to God? So if you are not by yourself and you're listening to this and you can take a minute and go somewhere privately, in your closet, in your car, outside, in the bathroom, wherever you have a little privacy. I always say this on Worship and Word Wednesdays. Let's do this together, where you have a moment in silence and just, and maybe you don't have that. Maybe you have me in your earbuds and you're listening to me at work. So do this in your mind, maybe write it out on paper. But can you just start out with, God, I'm really sorry that I have not taken care of my temple, which is really your body and your temple, Lord. I'm so sorry that I've been mistreating it with substance abuse. I'm sorry that I've been mistreating it by thinking bad things about it, by speaking bad things over it. I just want you to have this repentant heart right now with the Lord. And just take a moment to let him know that you're sorry for mistreating his temple. And if you need to, call it out. Lord, I renounce overeating. I renounce overeating and stuffing my body beyond what it can hold. Lord, I renounce going to sugar and sugar addiction and continuing to feed this temple, this substance that isn't good for it. Lord, I renounce maybe, you know, you've been drinking alcohol excessively. Lord, I renounce this. I renounce poisoning my system with this alcohol. And just continue to renounce what things you feel you have done that you haven't really been a great steward over your body. This is not about beating yourself up at all. It's just about you talking to God and saying, I'm really sorry. I didn't know better. But today I'm going to choose something different. And maybe you want to renounce, Lord, I'm just so sorry that I've been letting my body just being in idle, not really doing much of motion, but I know it needs it. So I'm sorry for not giving it the motion and the movement and the exercise that it really has been craving. I'm sorry, Lord. You created Adam and Eve to labor, right, to work. And I've been lazy in my movements. So please forgive me. And really just have this heart to heart right now with God. And writing it out or speaking it out or saying it in your mind if there's people around, but you're really feeling this call to do it now. And if you need to pause me. Finish this up before we go into seeking him. Because that's what's next. We want to take this to the Lord. Lord, we want healing. We want restoration of health. And that's what we're going to seek you. We're going to seek your face today. With that in our hearts. So let's start just exalting him, magnifying him, adoring him. Heavenly Father, I adore you. Heavenly Father, I exalt you. Jesus, I adore you. Jesus, I exalt you. Above every name, Jesus, you are high and lifted up. Above every name, Jesus, you are exalted. Lord, I lift you up on high. Oh God, above all my problems, oh God, above all my health issues that I've been dealing with, above all my concerns, above all my worries, you are high and lifted up. I magnify you, God. You are most holy. You are my holy majesty. You and you alone, Lord, are worthy of it all. You and you alone, Lord, are worthy of my attention. You and you alone, Lord, are worthy of my affection. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Lord, you are so, so worthy. Heavenly Father, you are so worthy. God, I lift you up. God, I lift you up. Holy Spirit, you are so worthy. You are so worthy. Highly exalted over my life. Highly exalted, Jesus, over my health issues. Highly exalted, Jesus, over my weight. Highly exalted, Jesus, over my mind. Highly exalted, Jesus, over my entire body. Highly exalted, Jesus, over my state. Highly exalted, Jesus, over my country. Highly exalted, Jesus, over my family. You are highly exalted, Jesus, over my business, over my finances, over every part of me and in my life. Lord, you are undefeated. Lord, you have so much power. Lord, you have all the power. Lord, you have all the might. Lord, you have all the wisdom. God, I adore you. I just worship you, Jesus. I just worship you, Jesus. I worship you with every cell in my being, Jesus. I worship you with every particle of my being, Jesus. All my organs worship you. Every part of my body worships you. Every part of my being, Jesus, worships you. You have all of my attention right now. You have all of me. All of me. I surrender to you. You are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, Jesus, you are. I give you all of me. My focus is on you, Jesus. My eyes are fixed on you, Jesus, the author and finisher of my life. I lift you up, Jesus. I lift you up, Heavenly Father. I lift you up, Holy Spirit. I glorify you. I magnify you. There is none like you. There is none like you. I worship you. You are so holy. Holy, holy, holy are you, God. Holy, holy, holy are you, God. Holy, holy, holy are you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy are you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy are you, Holy Spirit. Holy, holy, holy are you, Jesus. Jesus, you are so holy. So, so holy. So holy, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Majesty. You are my Majesty. You are my Majesty. You are my King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus. Let's continue to push past this. Push past this. Let's enter the courts with praise, right? The Bible says we need to enter his courts with praise, enter the gates with thanksgiving. Gratitude unlocks the door to the glory realm. And we are seeking his presence. We are seeking his glory realm. So we need to start saying, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for keeping me another day. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for everything you've done on the cross. I thank you for breath in my lungs today. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your grace and for your mercy each and every day and each and every moment. Come on, press into this thankfulness with me. Thankfulness renews your mind. I am thankful for you, Lord. I am thankful that you gave me breath in my lungs again today. I am so thankful, Lord, for my body. I am so thankful that I am alive and functioning, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, I am so thankful for my family. I am so thankful for the roof over my head. I am so thankful for the income that I have because of you. I am so thankful for my spouse or my spouse that is to come. Lord, I am so thankful for my children or my children that are to come. I am so thankful for you, Lord. I am so thankful, God. I am so thankful, Heavenly Father, that you parted the Red Sea for those Israelites. Thank you, Jesus. You did that for them, but you did it for me. And I am so thankful because back then you were showing that your power paves the way, that you are behind your people and for your people, and you will make a way where there seems to be no way. So I am so thankful for what you did to that Red Sea. I am so thankful that you brought them through the promised land and through all their troubles and trials and tribulations in the promised land, Lord, that you did eventually bring them to that promised land flowing with milk and honey. I am so thankful for all of my trials and tribulations because they are bringing me to my promised land that you have promised me also. You have promised me this through the power of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you did. Thank you for what you do. I so thank you for all the pain that I've been through because it's drove me right into your arms. I am so thankful for the trials and tribulations of my life because it just continues to draw me closer to you because I have nowhere else to go. I have you, Lord. I am so thankful because it made me closer to you. I am thankful for my relationship with you, Jesus. I am so thankful to get to know you. I am so thankful for your presence. I am so thankful for your mercy. I am so thankful for all of the miracles you've already given me in my life. I am so thankful that every moment you have been navigating and working through every moment when it seemed like you weren't there. You were, Lord, the bigger picture you saw. And I'm thankful that I just trusted you and that I didn't succumb to my flesh, Lord, and I'm thankful for more of this. Lord, I'm so thankful for all the rejection I experienced in my past because it shows me that your love is bigger than any other person in my life. That your love is bigger, greater, wider than any person that could ever love me. And I'm just so thankful for the lessons and the teachings of that, Lord. I am so thankful. I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful, Heavenly Father. I'm so thankful, Lord Jesus. I am so thankful, Holy Spirit. I'm so thankful, Jesus, that you poured out your Holy Spirit for us to receive. I am so thankful for the salvation that you've given us for free. I am so thankful that through the power of your Holy Spirit, that I am guided every single day to get to know you more, to get to be more like you, Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for the power that you have given us. Thank you for the authority you have given us. Thank you for all the healing that you've already given us. Thank you for victory over our health. Thank you so much for victory over this weight loss that we are in. I want you to just move now into decreeing a thing and declaring what you want over your life. The power of life and death is in the tongue. So I want you to start speaking life over yourself right now. Speak life over yourself using the full authority in Jesus' name. I want you to take a moment and speak life. The devil doesn't respond to your voice. He responds to God's command through your voice. So in full authority in the name of Jesus, I speak that this weight loss journey is going to be easier than ever before. I speak that I have self-control through the power of Jesus to completely turn away from food and just to completely surrender to Jesus, to be filled by the Holy Spirit more. Lord, I decree and declare right now that my health is restored because you say that you give sight to the blind, that you can restore where it looks like there could never be restoration. So I speak restoration over my health, just like you gave sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf. I speak restoration in Jesus' name over my health. Right now, what is it that you need restoration in health? And I want you to speak that now in full authority in Jesus' name. Speak it. I speak full of restoration and healing of my thyroid in Jesus' name. I speak full restoration and healing of my liver in Jesus' name. Come on, speak it out. Speak it out in Jesus' name. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be healed. Your vessel, your body is his temple. Lord, I speak in full authority that I surrender fully this temple to you. Do whatever you want with it. I surrender my flesh. May you weaken my flesh, put it under your feet so that the Holy Spirit in me can rise up and walk and do everything that the Holy Spirit needs to do through this body that I am now surrendering fully to you, Lord Jesus. I decree and declare that the good news of this Bible that is sitting in front of me, that I read every day, gives health to my bones. I decree and declare what you say, Lord Jesus, in Jeremiah 30:17. I will have restored health by the power of Jesus. And that, Jesus, you are going to heal my wounds. This is what it says, declares the Lord. I receive it in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that as of today, that the words I speak about myself and my body are going to be like honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to my body. And now just start to praise him. Praise him. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this weight loss that comes with ease, Lord. Thank you so much for restoring my thyroid. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring my body. Thank you for restoring all my organs. Thank you for cleaning my blood. Thank you, Jesus. By your power, Jesus, by your blood, Jesus, you have restored and cleansed my body. Yes, Lord. And continue to praise him. Like I always say, put on your worship music, dance around as if it is already done, because what is loosed in heaven is loosed on earth, and it has been loosed to you. The restoration of health has been loosed in heaven. So receive it fully in your heart, in your soul. Praise him for this, and this will, you will see it. You will see it in the natural. Shortly, you will see it. And some of you listening to this and praising Jesus right now, you already feel it. You already feel the healing power that has come upon you that is now restoring your health. Praise him. Come on, praise you, Jesus. Clap your hands, dance around. I know sometimes we feel like we're really weird at this point, but who cares? Many people thought David was drunk, but he was just praising the Lord. And when you praise the Lord, you're saying, God, I love you, I worship you, and I step out of my way so that, God, you can make a way. And so just continue to praise him. Dance around, clap your hands, lift those arms. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This praise sends confusion into the enemy's camp. Bring that camp down. So keep praising, 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 praising Jesus. This is so important. So important. Just praise him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Lord, thank you so much. If you could see me on the other end of this microphone, my hands are in the air. I am praising him for you and for me. Praise you, Jesus, for everything you've done. Praise you, Lord, for everything you're going to continue to do. We praise you for the healing and the restoration of this woman. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that the woman listening to this right now, Lord, that she is completely healed, that you restore her health in Jesus' name, that you restore every part of her body that has been out of godly divine order right now in the name of Jesus. Restore her now. Everything that has come upon her through generational curses from the enemy is bound in Jesus' name and cast out. Lord Jesus, you have full power, full authority, and full dominion over her temple. It is yours. So take that power and authority and dominion now in Jesus' name. Let them take it. Let them take it. Raise those hands up and receive it. In Jesus' name, I am healed. Can you say that? In Jesus' name, I am healed. Amen. 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 Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe, then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.